A few months ago, Australian Securities and Investment Commission, ASIC, released a series of animations and information called Take a Minute with Your Money. The program is aimed to give Indigenous consumers tips about financial agreements they might enter into. One of the animations addresses a practice called book up and makes recommendations on how to manage a book up account.
How would you like to pay for this?
Book up, thanks.
Hold up, bub. Give me this here and take a minute with your money, because getting ripped off ain't funny. Before you use book up, remember these three things. You decide what gets booked up. Don't get pressured by others to buy stuff you don't need. Next, check the amount you owe so your book up account doesn't get too high, or you might never pay it off. And remember, you are in charge of your ATM card. To keep your money safe, never tell anyone your PIN.
Take a minute with your money.
Last week, the owner of Nobby's General Store in the small town of Menterbee, South Australia, was found to have withdrawn just under $1 million from Indigenous customers. Jason Lecuyer spoke to Nathan Boyle, analyst with ASIC's Indigenous Outreach Program.
How prevalent is the book-up system in regional communities?
Oh, look, book-up's a practice that has operated in many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities around the country for quite a long time. Probably in the majority of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, there is some form of book-up that occurs.
And have there been issues of fraud with it before? Because it seems quite open to exploitation.
Yes, look, ASIC's view is that book-up, if it operates under best practice principles, is actually a really valuable service for Indigenous consumers. It gives them the ability to manage their money between paydays when they might be running short. And if it operates effectively, then it's a really good way to make sure that people can afford the essentials that they need for their day-to-day life. But as you've just said, there is the opportunity for exploitation of consumers where people aren't operating under their best practice principles. And ASIC's certainly interested in hearing about any examples of that kind of conduct.
Recently in Menterbee, South Australia, a general store owner was charging customers cards. I think he was holding them and he had their PIN numbers and he was charging them at random. Was ASIC aware of this? How did you find that this was going on?
Oh, look, we've known that there have been some problems with book-up operators in many areas of Australia for quite some time. But this particular conduct was brought to ASIC's attention by some consumer advocates that work in the APY lands. One particular organisation was Money Mob Talk About, that were really concerned with the fact that many of their clients had their key cards and their banking details kept at this store. So they brought that to our attention. ASIC conducted a bit of an investigation to have a look at the way that the book-up practices were working at this particular store, at Nobby's store. And just to give a bit of context for you, the store is in the very remote Aboriginal community in the Ananupit and Jadayankana Jada lands, which are in far northwest South Australia. So it's quite a remote area with not a large number of people living there. And ASIC's investigation found that these were quite significant amounts of money that were being taken from customers' accounts. So the court found that between about July 2010 and November 2012, that Mr. Cobalt used those banking details to withdraw an amount of just under $1 million from approximately 85 of his book-up customers' accounts.
Just under $1 million?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And look, in one night, there was a bank glitch that allowed Mr. Cobalt to withdraw more money from consumers' accounts than they had in there. And in one night, the court found that just under $57,000 was withdrawn by Mr. Cobalt from some of his customers' accounts.
Were the customers outraged? Or what was the response from customers?
Yeah, look, that's really a really important part of this story, is that it was those Indigenous customers that went and sought assistance from Money Mob in relation to their book-up accounts. They didn't really know what they could reasonably do to address the situation. So they went to Money Mob, they reported that, and Money Mob assisted those consumers to get in contact with ASIC. And the outcome in this case really just shows that them consumers have done a really good thing by following what is quite a lengthy process to get this court outcome. And we'd encourage any other Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people that are having problems with book-up to really use these Indigenous people from the APY lands as an example, and to think about reporting misconduct so that we can try and get an outcome for them as well.
How do you go about finding some fraudulent activity with BookUp?
Yeah, look, if anyone is concerned about the BookUp practices that are operating in their area, then we would really encourage them to give us a call on our Indigenous helpline, which is 1-300-365-957. They can have a talk to us about what is going on in that particular BookUp operation, and then we'll consider whether or not there is anything that we need to do to address that conduct. But another thing that communities can do is ASIC produces a publication called Dealing with BookUp, and that publication goes through a whole range of kind of initiatives that communities themselves can implement to make sure that the BookUp system that's operating in their community is working well for them.
So, Nathan, what happened? What did the court find?
Yeah, look, ASIC's investigation showed that Mr. Cobalt was holding large numbers of his customers' banking cards and personal identification numbers, and then using those numbers to withdraw money from the consumer's account on or around their payday, which was leaving them with little or no money in their bank accounts. The court found that the holding of the customer's cards, which was essentially tying Indigenous consumers to coming back to that store each time that they required groceries or petrol, was one of the elements that made the conduct more unconscionable. The other part of the case that ASIC ran was that ASIC's view was that Mr. Cobalt was charging more for motor vehicles that he was selling using this BookUp system than he would charge if someone was able to pay cash for the car. And ASIC thought that that additional charge that was being made for the provision of the BookUp service, which wasn't disclosed to consumers, constituted a charge for providing that service, which would have required Mr. Cobalt to hold an Australian credit license, which he did not. And the court agreed with ASIC's view and found that Mr. Cobalt was also engaging in unlicensed credit conduct, as well as a systemically unconscionable practice of providing BookUp to these consumers. This is a landmark court decision, so it's the first ever time that a BookUp case has reached final judgment in Australia. So there's really no precedent about what penalty the court may or may not choose to hand down to Mr. Cobalt, but ASIC will watch anxiously, anticipating what the court might find to be a reasonable penalty for this kind of conduct.
Nathan Boyle, analyst from ASIC's Indigenous Outreach Program, ending that report by Jason Lecouyer.